It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
This Ace Cast download is brought to you by LinkSoul. Go to LinkSoul.com and by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
Oakland A's baseball is just around the corner.
Rooker, it's a fly ball to deep center. Robert going back at the track. He will turn and watch it fly.
Swing and a miss. Dialed it up at 99. Some serious high octane.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
Well, in game one of this series, the A's needed a big hit in the 10th yesterday, and they got it from Rooker.
See if Rooker can do something here as Webb delivers, and the pitch had swung on a drive down the left field line on the move. Kowser's not going to get this ball. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Langeliers with good speed. He's rounding third base. Martin's waving him home. Here comes the relay, and he's going to score, and the A's lead it 3-2. A double for Rooker. The A's have the lead. A clutch two-out RBI double for Brent Rooker. His second double in as many innings as he picks up the RBI. It's a 3-2 lead for the Athletics.
And then bring in Mason Miller to close it out.
As Mason Miller from the first base side of the rubber, he's at the belt. The 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed, and the A's win the ball game. Mason Miller fired up. The A's win it 3-2. A come-from-behind win. How sweet it is. And the A's win it here at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. It's a 3-2 final. Mason Miller strikes out Kowser. He induces a ground out from Kerstad. He strikes out Gunnar Henderson. And the A's pick up the victory. They're second in a row. And they come from behind to defeat the mighty Orioles 3-2.
Johnny D joins us from Camden Yards. You sound pretty good there. You're fired up.
I was pretty fired up, losing the voice a little bit at that point. But it's nice. You know, Vinny's usually calling the Mason Miller inning. So it was nice to get in there and see what he could do. And of course, Rooker with the big hit. That was exciting. You know, Tony, I thought the 2-0 win over the Yankees was the best game we've seen this year. Just from a entertaining standpoint, but I think this game last night may have topped it. What a win, especially to come from behind like that and beat an Oriole team that is one of the best in baseball, if not the best in baseball. That was a lot of fun, Townie.
Well, we're pulling so hard for this team that every single time they get a big win, now this one feels like the best one.
Exactly. It's so true. And if you get a win today, maybe this game.
This one will be the best one.
Yes, exactly. Stay tuned, right?
Hey, J.P. Sears, you've been watching it. His last three starts, talk about just how good he's been.
Oh, he's been tremendous. And, you know, that sinker's working well. The changeup's great. I mean, his ERA in the last three starts is less than a half a run. He's been so good. And, you know, look. Vince and I talked about the fact that wouldn't it be something if, of all the teams the Orioles have played, and they have this consecutive series streak going without being swept, wouldn't it be something if it was the Athletics that broke? And you have Sears Day of Blackburn tomorrow afternoon. There's a shot at this, Townie. There's a shot. We could break some hearts in the Charm City. We'll see.
Absolutely love it. Have a great call today.
All right. Thanks, Townie.
That's right. We got Cole Irvin, J.P. Sears. And speaking of Cole Irvin, former A will join me next right here on A's Total Access.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
In business, service is everything. Cintas delivers what you need to better serve your customers. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, tested and inspected fire protection systems, first aid and safety supplies, on-site AED training, or mops and restroom products stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together. So visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday. Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
This is A's Total Access.
Well, yesterday on A's Cast Live, Cole Irvin stopped by the program. He's pitching today against the Athletics. He's been a friend of A's Cast for a long time, and we talked about this young Orioles team, their youth, their athleticism. This is a good team.
We got a lot of guys. I mean, shoot, Gunnar Henderson, for me, is the guy that every night, day in and day out, is running every ball out. I mean, he could ground out to the pitcher, and he's going to make that play close. He makes some diving plays and throws across the diamond that it's just impressive. Cedric in center doing some things that making some plays that I've never seen and is hot with the bat. Now I can go around our whole ball club. Jordan Westberg to me is probably the most underrated player that we got on our team. And he always finds a way to find a barrel, is a simple man, and just hard nosed, cares about the game, and all these young guys play the game hard. I mean, Colton Cowser's off to a tremendous start for us too, and it's just, like I said, it's a contagious atmosphere of just talent across, up and down the lineup, into the bullpen, on the starting staff. Having Corbin Burnes lead it is a lot of fun, just to be able to watch his work go. And just the way he takes care of his business. I mean, the expectation for him is a shutout every time. And it's cool to see someone hold themselves to that standard. And I think we all do, but we do it in our own ways. And Corbin certainly is just impressive to watch every night.
I remember the last time I was in Baltimore, probably was like 2018, 2019. Things weren't so great for the city. And everything that I've been reading lately, and I remember on opening day, I was listening to your guys' game on SiriusXM, and the new owner was on. It's kind of like a rebirth going on in Baltimore. I know the Ravens and everything have been good football-wise, but baseball-wise, and I know around Camden Yards, just talk what it's been like to be there and to watch things get back to the way they used to be in Baltimore.
Yeah, I mean, this is a baseball town. The more we're winning, the more I feel it. It's pretty cool just to be a part of the atmosphere here. I think the fans really enjoyed the celebrations that we did in the dugout. So I'm happy that last year we were able to introduce the bird bath section in left field that just, I'm surprised in April was sold out. You know, just it's cold here and they want to get into the splash zone out there.
Yeah.
And you know, it's fun. It's and you know, the fans are so just welcoming and warm, and they love the O's, man. It's awesome. Every anthem as well, you know, just hearing the O brings you chills, and it's just an awesome environment to be in, especially over the weekend. You know, this weekend series, you know, here is going to be, it's going to be packed, and we're packed almost every weekend now. Weekdays we've been getting good crowds, so it's just, the more we win, the more the city is just kind of embraced where the team is at and having fun and energized. And when we announced new ownership, the fan base, you know, was energized as well. So, I mean, it's just a snowball that just keeps building. It just keeps rolling down that hill, and I haven't seen it stop yet.
So when you're pitching at Camden Yards, years ago it was a bandbox. It was like it was miserable to pitch there. Now it's, I mean, left field seems so far out there now. It's changed dramatically. I don't think right's really changed much or right center, but how is pitching at Camden Yards and how's it pitching ever since it changed the dimensions?
I would say last year I was afraid to pitch to it because I'm thinking, oh, right-handed hitters pull the ball. And then all of a sudden I started throwing a cutter a little bit, getting it off the hands, and found a love for that wall out there. You kind of pitch your game to it, because I mean, you have to really get it to even get it down the line. I think the line dimension is still the same, but it jets out pretty quick. And so you kind of change your, it took me, a couple outings to figure out how to pitch to it and pitch with it. And so now that it's there and, I figured out how to pitch here, it's been a lot of fun just having the help wall there. Austin Hayes makes incredible plays with all that space. You're basically playing another center field out there.
Yeah.
With how much space you have. It's crazy. You have to have an athletic left fielder to be able to make some plays out there. And I pitched here when that wall was, what it used to be. And you're right. It was balls went out very easily. Fly balls that I see here are just casual pop-ups now. And it's a great advantage for our pitching staff, knowing that we have that wall behind us.
Cole Irvin, to hear the entire interview, go to athletics.com/AceCast. Or you can watch it on the A's YouTube channel. Coming up next, Jessica Kleinschmidt sits down with broadcaster Melanie Newman from the Orioles right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And the underdogs, Oakland Athletics, win their first championship since they were in Philadelphia in 1930.
Hi, I'm Raleigh Fingers, Hall of Famer, three-time World Series champion with the Oakland A's, and World Series MVP. Winning takes teamwork, skill, and heart. So when you need an ace for a personal injury lawyer that will win you the game, go with the winning team. Call Vinardi Zarata at 833-VZ for me, or go to vzlawfirm.com. Bernardi Serrata, the official injury law firm of the Oakland A's.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Blackburn delivers the pitch. Strike three called. A four-seamer, and that is strikeout number 8 for Blackburn.
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Welcome back to A's Total Access, presented by Chevron, here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. Game 2 at Camden Yards. It'll be J.P. Sears and Cole Irvin for your pitching matchup today. Thanks for joining us today, friends. Jess Kleinschmidt here, a very special guest today, one of the voices of the Baltimore Orioles and Masson, along with so many, many other outlets. Melanie Newman. Mel, how are you, my friend?
We are doing great. It's a wedding weekend for me, bridesmaid turn number 18. But, we've always got baseball, and thankfully this is a baseball wedding, so we get to stay talking about everything.
Yeah, and yours is coming up too. It'll be a very familiar scene in November. There's a lot that I want to go over there, but for starters, and no pun intended, I wanted to pick your brain about Cole Irvin. He's obviously very familiar when he used to sport the green and gold over there in Oakland. He's coming off his best performance possibly in a Baltimore uniform. He pitched into the seventh. What was working for him against the Royals?
Yeah, he just really spotted up well. I think it was encouraging to see that it came against Kansas City, because that's a team that's garnered a little more merit this year. We've seen them come out of the gate pretty hot. They did a lot of offseason acquisitions. That was encouraging. And so you give it a little more oomph than the Angels start or any of these others. But the fastball had a lot of zip to it. I thought he spotted his off speed really, really well. And it was nice to see him finally get that moment, because we know for him, having this opportunity to be in the rotation has been huge, but that's also not promised. We literally spoke before his last start, and he deadpanned and he said, I need to prove to Brandon Hyde that he can trust me to take this ball in the rotation. This is on me. I've got to go out and do it. And he did exactly that. And we know that we love these storylines coming together when we see them go against their old team.
Absolutely. And there's always something extra there. JP Sears is just coming off an outing against the Yankees, and it was extra special for him. It'll be good to see those two going up against each other. Now, obviously, the Orioles cannot be talked about without this amazing young core. Of course, Henderson, Kowser, Westberg. It's been really fun to watch, not just on the field, but their off the field antics. All these young guys and promising young guys, this young core. What's been so special about these guys getting together and their performance on the diamond?
So we'll stick with on the diamond first, since that's what you just said. It's amazing to see how they have fed off of each other to have stronger years this year. Colton Kowser worked with Sid Holland. He's been his hitting coach since he was tiny. He's worked with guys like Chris Young. I mean, a half a dozen big leaguers at minimum. Getting his hands outside of his body, that was his biggest problem last year, is on a day-to-day in that small stand that he had in the big leagues, he was putting his hands where he felt comfortable that day. So they were never the same batting stance on a day-to-day basis. And once they kind of developed, we're always going to keep them here, we're always going to keep them outside, that's where you saw stuff really start to get into motion for him. For Gunnar Henderson, he's had the best stance. I actually asked him, I said, have you ever had to make a change? And he looked at me and he said, yeah, I tore my ACL in high school and used to think I was in the deepest squat ever trying to get to balls, and it just didn't work for him. So he got upright pretty young. He has stuck with it. Gunnar is Gunnar. This is going to be a 10-year perennial all-star. I still maintain I have never seen a talent like this, especially at shortstop, to be so young but mature beyond his years. And then you look at how that's been contagious. Matt Borgschulte, one of our co-hitting coaches, came up to Jordan Westberg, who, by the way, is top 10 in Major League Baseball in WAR, continues to stay in top 10 in OPS. Every other category you're looking at, Westberg delivers, and it's usually on a two-strike count. He's hitting above 400 in two-strike counts, and it's basically that Borgschulte came to him and said, okay, listen, I want to blend you with what Gunnar does. I want to get you a little more upright. Let's quiet your hands. He used to wiggle the bat before he would officially get into his movements, and they stopped that. They've quieted everything, and he said that's been the biggest difference in his game. So a lot of off-season tinkering for these young guys, but it's given them the confidence to really take this year apart.
That was part one of my interview with Masson's own Melanie Newman. Coming up next, as A's Total Access presented by Chevron continues, another segment of Around the Minors with Lansing first baseman Will Simpson. He sits down with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
With more sunshine returning, it's time to get outside and make the most of what Cinnabar Hills Golf Club has to offer. Like 27 championship caliber holes tucked in the beautiful hills of San Jose. And take advantage of their amazing Bay Area views for your next special event. It's all for you at Cinnabar Hills Golf Club, an award-winning venue designed to peacefully take you away from the bustle of Silicon Valley. Go to CinnabarHills.com. That's CinnabarHills.com.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
With the minor league report from High A Lansing, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lugnuts corner infielder Will Simpson. Will, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jesse. How are you doing?
I'm good. Let's introduce you to Athletics fans, because right now, if you look on the Midwest League leaderboard, there's your name everywhere. You're leading the league with 18 walks. How much of that is your approach? How much is the cold weather? How much of that is pitchers pitching around you?
Yeah, you know, I think it might be a little combo of everything. Just being really aware of what pitchers are trying to do and what pitches you're trying to make. And also just being having the ability to spit on stuff and take my walks when needed and not getting too swing happy. And just being really disciplined to my plan and my approach.
Your first two home runs this year, the first unofficial, the exhibition against Michigan State, grand slam.
Yeah.
And then your first official home run, grand slam.
Yeah.
How many grand slams have you now hit in your life?
I think four. I think it's at four. I hit my first collegiate grand slam my senior year last spring. That was my first professional one, so pretty good.
Pitcher can't pitch around you with the bases loaded.
No, they cannot. I like that.
As a baseball player, was there a guy that you were patterning yourself off of as you grew up?
Yeah, you know, I really liked Mark Trumbo. I was a big fan of him because he played in Seattle for a little bit. I got to watch him play. But I just kind of like the bigger body, the big swing. I was really a fan of his.
How often would you go to the MLB games?
You know, not as often as I would like to. Gosh, we were always busy running around and stuff like that, but kind of got more as later years into high school during summertime and stuff like that. We would make some trips out there.
You put yourself on the map in high school, especially for your power. The Pirates drafted you after your senior year. Mm-hmm. Was that a difficult decision to turn them down and attend UW?
Yeah, it was a very difficult decision. But my family and I just felt like it was the right thing to do to go to school, get my education, get my degree, and just kind of develop more as a player and a person.
How did you develop?
I got a lot stronger, kind of shed the baby fat a little bit. Got a lot stronger, a lot faster. And just my understanding of the game developed a lot more.
About getting stronger, do you now know when you hit it if it's going to be a home run or not?
I do. I'm happy to say that I do. It's got to go out the right, like the one against Lake County, didn't quite know because that wind was howling in.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a line.
Got it through it.
I got through it. But yes, usually when I hit them, I know they're gone.
Have you gone through different home run trots?
You know, not really. I kind of just like to stay at an even speed the whole time. Not go too fast, not go too slow.
Joined by Will Simpson, the Lansing Lugnuts slugging corner infielder. At first base, it's a pleasure to watch the target that you present. Mm-hmm. What goes into playing a good defensive first base?
I think it's a lot more than people think. You know, you got to, defensive members are relying on you to make the play and kind of pick them up when needed. But, you know, it's just ball security is pretty much all what it is. Making sure you complete the catch and get the guy out.
Let's go back. You get drafted by the A's. Did you see that coming? Did you have any thought Oakland is going to be the team to give me a call?
You know, it's a funny story about that. I had no idea. I was actually talking to my parents on the phone, and I get a text from a buddy of mine saying congrats, and I was like, congrats for what? And then I run downstairs, and my buddies are going crazy because they had the draft on, and they're like, dude, you just got picked. I'm like, what? What just happened? And then the Jim Kaufman, the area scout up in the Northwest, gave me a call a few minutes later and told me. So,
Will, thank you very much for taking the time today.
Jesse. I appreciate it.
That's Will Simpson, the Lansing Lugnuts slugging corner infielder. This has been the Minor League Report from High A Lansing. A's and Orioles is coming up soon, but next, more A's Total Access.
If you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see our friends at the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
This is the place where you can dance like nobody's watching. Win like nobody's business and get away like you mean it. So what are you waiting for? Come join the party. Take that evening out and make it a night you'll never forget. This kind of action can't be beat.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code OAKLAND and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Here's the 1-2 pitch now. Breaking ball is drilled to left. Hayes is going back. Hayes at the track. He's right to the wall, and he will watch it fly. And Langelier is on loads with a 3-run home run to left field.
A's Cast is your 24/7 home for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
You're listening to the A's Total Access pregame show presented by Chevron. Unbeatable fans like you deserve unbeatable mileage. Download the Chevron app today and receive $1 off per gallon on your next 3 visits. J.P. Sears has been phenomenal. He's allowed just 1 run, 6 hits over his last 17 and a third innings. That's a 0.52 ERA, 14 strikeouts. Man, last 3 starts, he's been nails. That's your stat of the day. The guy who's helping him make that happen, that's the pitching coach, Scott Emerson, and he joins Vince Cotroneo next. We're getting you ready for the O's and A's right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. This is Chris Townsend. I'm proud to announce our year 2 partnership with Link Soul. They've changed my wardrobe, and they can do the same for you. And right now, their spring collection is fabulous. Natural fabrics and versatile styles, perfect for this time of the year. And they want to introduce their performance line for golf, premium for on-course apparel design, and to keep you cool and dry. Check it all out, LinkSoul.com. That's LinkSoul.com. Remember, look good, play good.
Does managing your health care feel like a full-time job? Bounced around from one doctor to the next? Did they get your lab results? Were you supposed to bring those? All the forms, the bills, the not a bills, the...
Press 4 to repeat these options.
Does healthcare have to be this way? At Kaiser Permanente, all of us work together to make healthcare easier. And with integrated care and coverage, all you have to do is focus on your health. Learn more at kp.org. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you.
This is A's Total Access.
Raining right now at Camden Yards, but this game starts on time as we visit with pitching coach Scott Emerson on this Saturday prior to game 2 against the Orioles. You face Cleveland, you face the Yankees, and you're facing Baltimore. 3 very good offenses, and your pitching staff, Emo, has more than held their own. What has impressed you about the way they've been able to follow game plans, execute a lot of big pitches in big moments?
Yeah, you know, I think it's the work that they're putting in. We got a lot of hard-working guys that, you know, they take pride in themselves and they don't want to embarrass themselves. And, you know, the ability to throw strikes, change speeds is the things that we're looking for, and we're doing that right now, and we're executing some pitches. You know, some days you're going to give up runs, and, you know, some days you're going to limit the runs, and some days you're going to give up no runs. But every day you should go out there and compete and stick to a game plan. And that also means that if the game plan that's you have heading into the game isn't working, you have the ability to adjust and make a different game plan. And that's one thing I really love about Strip is he's got so many different pitches, but he executes those pitches. And if they're flipping the script on him and they're doing something against him that he needs to make a change, he can do that. And, he's kept us in a lot of baseball games, kept us in the game last night, and we came back and won.
Is it possible that maybe you could buy him a 4-leaf clover? Because if there's somebody that has bad luck, it's Ross Stripling. A lot of soft contact again last night that led to some opportunities for the Orioles to score. But as you mentioned, stayed in the fight.
You know, I think that, you know, when you're executing pitches and you got a really good team over there fighting off pitches, you know, sometimes the soft contact balls are going to land because they're swinging with some intent. They think the ball's in one spot and it might just miss the barrel, and sometimes it finds a hole. And yeah, that's happened to Ross in some of these games. But, you know, when he takes the mound, you know, I really feel really confident that he's going to go out there and give us some innings. And, you know, he's an unbelievable competitor like all our guys have been.
The A's chance to win the game on Friday night in many respects pivoted on the performance by Mitch Spence. 3 no-hit innings for you. What have you learned about Mitch now that you didn't know when the A's acquired him as a Rule 5 guy from the Yankees, and maybe you looked at some film and saw him in spring training to where he is today?
Yeah, you just don't know, you know, until you get a guy on your team, what type of character they have, what type of, fight they have in them. And, a guy that's a rookie who looks cool, calm, and collected, has the ability to throw any pitch at any time in the count is something special to have. And, you know, he goes out there and doesn't have, like, overpowering fastball, but has an overpowering off-speed pitches. He threw a really good slider last night. He threw some really good cut fastballs. You know, and what I mean by overpowering means that high-velocity fastball. And but he has a cut fastball, which can be overpowering, and he's got a really good one.
The baseball world is, like, spinning on their head, learning more and more about Mason Miller. He's been all over the map, and certainly with what he did on Monday in New York, raised the profile even higher. You've used him in a four-out save, got him up a couple of times, and got him into last night's game, back-to-back games after the victory in New York the day before. So what's happening for your estimation for Mason Miller right now, learning all these still new opportunities in this very electric role at the end?
Well, you know, it's really fun to see a guy that's you know, taking ownership and loves to be in that situation. I kind of take it back to Liam Hendricks. You know, Liam Hendricks was, you know, kind of that guy who was kind of in the middle of the bullpen, and all of a sudden when the word closer came out, you know, he really took his game to a whole nother level, and that's what you're seeing out of Mason. But, you know, Mason's got three great pitches, and right now he's only really using two of them because he hasn't had those really opportunities to throw that changeup. And he's taken on ownership of this role. I hope he loves it because we love watching him do it, right? So you know, I think he's done a fabulous job, and now it's just the communication and collaboration between him, myself, Kotz, and our athletic training staff to see you know how much can we push the envelope and when can we push it. And last night was a good time to do it. The pitch counts have been low, so we'll get back to the drawing board and see how much rest we need to give Mason.
That's the A's pitching coach, Scott Everson. Townie, now back to you.
Yeah, in the scrum before the game, Mark Kotze was asked, hey, Mason Miller, back-to-back days, what are you going to do? He goes, I'm not going to tip my hand. See, that is the thing that we just don't know on a daily basis. Every single manager now basically gets like a report card on all of his pitchers. Who can go? Who's not doing so hot? Who to use in emergency? And who you cannot use at all? And that's their trainers, doctors. There's a lot of people making these decisions. I guarantee Mason Miller's on the can't use it all. Probably Mitch Spence, too. So that takes you down to a small bullpen. We'll have to see how it works out. But J.P. Sears, bullpen, he's been fabulous. He doesn't need a bullpen. It's Irvin. It's Sears. It's the A's and the Orioles. Game two of this three-game set from Camden Yards. Enjoy, everybody. And I'll talk to you after the ball game.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.